Hello, ako po si Ben.
At ako naman si Cha. At ito ang
Ano na? With Ben and Cha.
Ito na ang pinakihihintay ng lahat. Well.
Ay, naulog yung telepono ko.
Excited po tayo.
Welcome back to the one The only one. Shens!
Ang pumatok sa takilya.
Thank you, guys.
Shens, welcome back sa Ano Na with Bench and Cha.
Welcome back to the young and beautiful you. So, kamusta naman, Shens? Ano lang nangyari ever since then?
Na-meet the family and meet the friends ni
Joa. Wow. He liked it and he put a ring on it.
Engaged na po ang survivor ng pandemya.
Okay, nakaangat-angat talaga sa laylayan eh.
Hindi lang surviving, thriving.
Yan na nga. Okay naman, masaya po. Ano, enjoying this new season of my life. Wow.
Wait, nag-States ka na, Shens, no? Pumunta ka sa States?
Yeah.
Meet this family.
Kakagaling, oo. I was there for 2 weeks. Toured daw sa family and friends. It was very good to meet his family. Get to know him through them. And just to enjoy the nice weather there. Sobrang thank you, Lord, talaga sa protection, sa safety. Sobrang privilege ang pag-travel ngayon. So, very, essential, no? Bilang ikakasal na kami. Kailangan mamit natin ang kanyang pamilya.
Kapatagal mong hinintay, so essential. Ayan. Alam mo, sobrang overwhelming. Wait lang.
Double redundant. That repeated once more over and
sobrang
over again.
Overwhelming yung response dun sa episode 16. Di tumigil yung inbox namin ni Bench at ang dami naming thread na napasukan because of that na ina-add kami ni Bench.
Ay, wow.
Oo, grabe.
And actually, it was really helpful for me to tell my story. Kasi, So of course, we changed our relationship status on Facebook. Ano nangyari? So instead of me sharing my blurb ka, listen to this podcast. Boom! Shocked ang mga tao. And at the same time, parang, whoa, this is really something, huh? Yo, nakakatawa yung mga feedback nila.
Mag-hi tayo sa mga ates and kuyas. Kaya Ate Mai.
Ate
Mai. Kuya Buddy.
Ate Val. Yan, may trend din tayo nila, Ate Val. Si Kuya Josh na nagre-react habang nakikinig sa mga podcast recordings. Meron siyang real-time na trend with us.
Oh, habang binabasa niya, habang nakikinig pala siya, nag-comment siya dire-diretso. Hi, Kuya Josh.
Sa mga nakinig, sa mga nag-share ng sarili nilang mga kwento. And life realizations. I think ang pinaka-important doon is yung mga nagtanong, yung mga nag-ask ng clarification. Kasi talagang, Shens, we wanna appreciate you kasi talagang it created a safe space and parang it opened a conversation about purity culture. Meron po ba kayo gustong batiin bago tayo mag-dive into that topic? Marami tayong questions actually na sinend ng ating mga listeners from before pa. So hindi kayo lang namin sasagutin.
Asensya
na po.
Yan, tinag tayo, ganyan.
Siyempre, may accountability group din sa Philippines, sila Christia, si Sarah, na kahit na hindi naman sila part ng journey ko physically, like here, where I am right now, listening to the podcast, kind of connected as in a way na we had similar experiences growing up and then nandito na tayo ngayon.
And sila Lai, siyempre, and yung mga... si Yam. ang dami nilang input.
Tapos na ba yung podcast? Binabati na natin.
At yung mga disciples ko, tapos nagpapaturo sila sa akin, gusto magpa-disciples sa dating. Totoo ba?
Well, kung yun naman yung need ng times, diba? Bakit hindi? Wow!
Holistic dapat ang discipleship.
Marami tayong questions na pumasok. Game na ba kayo?
Game na.
Game.
Kamay sa baba.
Okay. So, define muna natin. Ano po talaga yung purity culture and what is this all about?
Go Bench, yeah, man.
Understanding ko ng purity culture is it's a Western concept. It originated from sa Western culture, no. Ngayon medyo tabu na siya. Pero parang there was this time in the 90s up to early 2000s na ang naging focus nung discussion in evangelical Christian communities had something to do with dating and relationships. Lahat yung mga discussions na yun, mga LCM, love, courtship, marriage, and true love, wait. Yung mga concepts, issues na yan, under sila in one general big umbrella called the purity culture. Isa sa namamayagpag talaga ng IC, yes, Joshua Harris, yung ano. Dapat may royalties na siya sa show natin kahit hindi tayo...
Insta-marketing.
Siya yung nagpapa-under ng ano eh, nung discussions eh.
Critical figure.
Oo eh.
Though, at the same time, like, yun din yung season na mega promote sila ng mga books related to it. Not just Joshua Harris.
Yes.
Like Passionate Purity, Elizabeth Elliot, in itself, wala naman talagang masama dun sa mga libro. But yung overall idea and how it was passed on from a Western perspective to a Filipino Christian culture, na hindi nga, ako personally, hindi nga ako aware na yun pala yung mga yun until such time na adult na ako at mas exposed na ako sa iba't ibang cultures. Pero yeah, yun, na parang ang daming, mostly, is mga Christian books na nabasa ko na nag-lead sa akin towards believing that this is what I'm supposed to do as a woman, as a youth, and this is how I should pursue relationships or not pursue relationships.
When you're a Christian, and syempre naging Christian ako, university, you really want to parang learn, how do I act upon this new identity? Mm-hmm. So you really take a cue from people who tell you what to do and what not to do. And kahit nakaka, parang ang pangit niya pakinggan, sometimes comforting yung rules.
Correct,
parang
correct.
Meron kang nakalatag na dapat kong gawin sa hindi ko dapat gawin. And I think purity in itself is biblical. There's really no question about that. But culture, syempre, man-made. I never really realized yung parang nuances ng purity culture until I read like this Twitter thread about purity culture and how people in the West interpreted purity culture. Sobra palang drastic yung rules in the Western world, like the concept of purpling. Yung parang boys and girls cannot be together.
That yeah, one Bible apart daw.
The Bible space. Yeah, yeah, the Bible space.
Hindi ganun ka-close.
Ano mo, kahit ako, kahit ito bago sa akin.
Yun nga yung concept ng purpling. Kasi parang blue was associated with boys and I guess red was associated with girls and you can't mix them together and that's called purpling. I guess yung mga leaders really grew up in that culture.
May napakinggan akong podcast about it na ang sinabi nila ay hindi nila sinasabi na hindi maganda in its entirety yung purity culture. No? Lalo na, they lived through that time. It's just that it became convenient for the adults na, oh, here's a set of rules that we can impose. Agree naman tayo lahat. Ito yung rules, diba? Ito yung implement natin without really even thinking about yung magiging repercussions niya. No?
Yes.
That they really didn't think a 20-year-old author, sasampal ko sa'yo itong libro na to kasi lahat ng sinasabi ng libro na to totoo and it was not the Bible. Naging convenient sa kanila, dun sa adults, to use resources from different people, books, meron silang napakagandang intention. Diba?
Right.
Na talagang yun ang call natin as Christians, diba? To be set apart. Oh.
I do like your point there. It's not completely wrong in its entirety, right? But also, we need to discuss that because in its entirety, it's not completely wrong, kailangan mo nang i-address kung ano yung mga mali.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, correct.
I think masyado kasi yung defense over the rightness of it. Right? Mm-hmm. But is it righteous if it's not completely holy? If it's not completely biblical, why are we arguing about rightness when we should be looking at righteousness, right?
Or holiness.
Marami talaga tayong affected ng purity culture na yan. And it's not like we're mad. Sabi nga ni Shen, galit is a very strong term. Hindi tayo galit. But also, we're doing something about it. How do we now conduct ourselves? And how do we now influence the future generation more positively?
From the comments that I received after the podcast was uploaded sa Spotify, most of them, what I'm hearing was like, shucks, sayang, sana narinig ko na to before pa. Also, if I may add, in reality, mas madali kasi mag-follow ng rules kasi magpurso ng intimacy or relationship with one, the people we're discipling, and two, with God. Kasi at the end of the day, ang nagmamatter naman, ano yung sasabihin ni God about sa mga issues na yun. And if you're really obeying what the Bible says, diba? Pero kasi nga, in terms of convenience, mas madaling itik yung mga boxes na, ay, kinawa ko to. Ay, hindi. Alam mo yun, oy, ako, yung first boyfriend ko, yung mapapangasawa ko. So, mas
malapit na ako makarating sa heaven. Just, alam mo yun,
mas holy.
Mas holy. So parang magiging batayan siya ng righteousness ng isang tao. Hindi naman kailangan ganun.
It was like a plot that you can replicate.
Exactly.
Hindi ako mahihirapan.
It's the same story that you keep on hearing growing up as a believer.
Right.
To the point that naniwala tayo na ito lang yung tamang way on how to do things. That's what I struggled with when I started dating, like cross-culturally. Paano ko ba to intindihin? How do I understand other people's approach on it or other cultures' approach on it? Kasi ito lang yung alam ko. So literally, kailangan kong i-explain where I'm coming from kasi ito lang yung alam ko. And then, it was humbling for me to be open then how people go about their relationships. But they're all Christians naman. They all love God naman. Hindi naman sinabi na yung Filipino culture lang ng pag-personal relationship yung valid. Right. Kasi culture nga siya. So it varies, no? Pero it's liberating. That's one of the words that I heard repeatedly from comments na, okay, pwede din pala yun.
Correct. Ganyan na ganyan din. Parang, I wish I heard this when I was 16. Parang gano'n. Na, people were so quick to apply all the things they're hearing na parang, uy, ito nag-work to sa church na yun. Or ito yung, parang napatahimik namin yung mga mapupusok na damdamin ng kabataan namin dahil dito yung ginawa namin. Gawin nyo rin to. Nakakalimutan natin na may nuances, no? Na merong mga kailangan i-consider other than, just ticking check boxes.
Kasi management technique yun eh. When you put rules, kailan lang din naman yung research on emotions, right? Mm-hmm. Like yung kay Renee Brown on vulnerability and other leadership strategies, ganyan. For the longest time, talagang we defined ourselves according to standards. Madalas yung standards na yon, yung standards ng nakikita mo sa kwenta ng ibang tao.
Yeah. When I first moved here sa Middle East, I've encountered people like Filipinos who ended up marrying other nationalities and they're Christians. And I would say, how did you go about it? Kasi ano ba yung dating? So, yung pinaka-basic na definition. Meron bang sample? Yun yung default ko. Kasi may sample ba sa Bible? Kasi yun na lang gagayahin ko. Pero wala naman. Iba naman yung context nila noon, di ba? But what I was led to, just like being open to people's different stories on how they entered into like a committed relationship in the context of kunwari marriage king and pareho naman silang Christians, just from different cultures. So parang, okay, it really varies. Hindi lang kailangan ito lang. I should be open. I had to challenge myself to be open. Na hindi dahil ito lang yung alam kong story ng mga taong kakilala ko. Ito lang yung mag-work.
I think a lot of us really forget na there are parts of the Bible na prescriptive and there are parts of the Bible that are descriptive. Ang nagiging problema is kung descriptive lang siya of the times, nung time ng Bible, tapos ina-apply mo siya ngayon, pinipilit mo siya ngayon, magkakaroon talaga ng problema. Masyadong na-emphasize yung rules compared to ano ba yung driving force behind that rule. Na imbes na sana nag-focus tayo sa, teka, baka naman kailangan pag-usapan natin yung friendships, di ba? Like healthy relationships, like you discussed in your previous episode, Shins, na medyo nakakalungkot lang. And nakikita ko kasi yung resistance from, hindi lang naman sa older, but mga kaedad din natin, may resistance kasi na, hindi eh, parang I want to hold on to this. And if it worked out for you, then that's great. Kung na-fit mo yung, good. Parang I'm happy for you. Kung na-fit sa'yo yan. But it's just not the same story for everyone. And I was talking to this friend. They had a session on parang LCM type, through love weights type of session. Mm-hmm. Some kids were asking about like forming relationships, diba? And I guess the guest speakers were talking about their own stories. And that's great, you're talking about your own stories, but that's a descriptive part of the answer. It's very misleading to tell these kids that, what happened to me, I followed the rules, I found the one. It's not necessarily your story, right?
Yeah,
these
correct.
Kids, kasi may dissonance na nangyayari. Especially here in Canada, na the way we meet people, it's just very different here. Hindi ako magtataka sa mga taong nag-online date, hopefully in safe spaces, because how else are you going to meet people? The culture here is per hour, right? So people work all the time. If you're in school, after school, diretso ka sa work. So, and if you're a church kid, tapos wala naman doon. I mean, hindi mo naman, minsan naman, wala talaga. You grew up with these people, so hindi mo talaga ma-atim na maging crush yung childhood friends mo. Hindi naman lahat ng kwento, ganun. Ang ganda nung sinabi ng isang, kagrupo ka na parang, how else are you supposed to meet people na? Oo nga, no? And then in these sessions, hindi sinasabi yon, na hindi ina-acknowledge yung change. Paano yun?
Ang reality, imagine, like sa batch natin nung college, ilan sa atin wala sa Pilipinas ngayon. So parang tinapon sa ibang lugar. Tapos konti lang yung Kristiyano. Mga ka-work mo, wala namang. Saan mo nga sila mamimit, diba? Paano na? Kaya, gusto ko yung mga podcast ni Dr. Henry Cloud on dating, boundaries in dating. Practical advice, parang make room in your life where you could actually meet people. Kasi dati, nasa college tayo, may Christian org tayo, may church tayo. Parang hindi siya concern kasi napakadaling mag-build ng friendship. Nakaset na yung environment for you to succeed in building friendship. Pero paglabas mo ng college, iba-ibang mundo na, iba-ibang priorities na yung mga tao.
Meron akong isang, kasi syempre, nag-pandemia, di ba? So, isa sa mga pinagagawa ko, nagbibili ako ng libro. It was written by, the Dating Manifesto.
Binasa ko yan. May podcast siya. Binasa ko yan. 2019, boom.
Hindi lumabas nga siya, di ba? Nakita ko, issue natin pagdating sa dating and yung relationships pagdating na sa opposite sex is that ang naging problem natin is we put it on a pedestal na kaya we're looking for patterns so that we could get it right kasi people will be looking at yung relationships na yon without thinking na if we're excellent at it then doon papasok yung opportunities for ministry, doon papasok yung opportunities for discipleship na alam mo I was wrong in this, pwede mo iwasan tong ginawa ko o itong mistake na to, it took me X number of years to get na ito pala yung lesson, o hindi mo na kailangang abutin ng X plus number of years. So, the problem is that we put it so much on a pedestal na kailangan nating ma-perfect to, kailangan nating matama to, or else it will wreck our lives. Parang ganun yung ano niya.
Now that like we're engaged, how did you guys meet? Parang I would pause and I would evaluate depending on first, my level of relationship with this person, how much I wanted to share. And kung ready ba silang marinig, kung sinabi kong we met online, ganyan, parang, And ako din, tinignan ko din yung attitude ng heart ko. Okay lang ba ako? Kasi alam ko, majority of the people, yung sa Christian community, they would want a pattern na ganito. Tapos kapag outlier ka, kailangan mo i-justify. Bakit okay lang to? Ganito nag-work out for me. And gets nyo ba?
The rules that came out and the patterns that we've accepted, we've normalized in our community, at least in the Christian community, bakit walang space to question them? And why do I need to be defensive about things? True. Bakit walang space for considering other possibilities? Eh, di ba nga, it is for freedom that we've been set free. Pero walang freedom pagdating doon na parang yung sinasabi mo na parang may konting tension to explain. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's an effect of colonialism. Our need to over-explain ourselves. Why do I need to explain why I'm different? Bakit kailangan ko i-justify when you explain it? Mm. Parang online dating, pero let me assure you that we are walking Christians.
And he's a believer and he's a minister and like, at the same time, kapag hindi mo siya na-follow, like for people, I've had disciples in the past who really fell into sin.
Right.
Ang heart naman, I want to say that I really do appreciate the people who discipled us, who helped us build our walk with God when we were young. Kasi ang motive naman talaga is to help us, di ba? Pero ang nangyari, not just sa Philippine context, even sa US or Western culture, ang nangyari is tatanggal yung focus sa holiness, like your relationship with God versus purity. Oh, this person had sex out of marriage or did all these things, blah, blah, blah. Parang, di ba nga si Jesus in the first place, namatay nga siya para sa mga tao na yun. I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly, pero parang nawawala yung focus dun sa holiness, you and God parang being set apart saka sa pagiging pure na para do these things so that hindi ka maging kagaya ni ganto or ni ganyan para hindi ganyan yung kalabasan mo
sa halip na yung goal ay marating mo through means that are healthy naging kapag hindi mo ginawa itong mga to pwede saka mo Nararating yun.
For example, for people who weren't Christians when they were growing up and they became to know the Lord na adult na, of course, they had relationship. They had physical relationship din. Ang nangyayari, eh, di ba, eto nga yung purity culture, di mo nga siya ma-meet eh. Eto yung standard. I would live in sin na lang kasi ganito naman ako nakikita ng mga tao. Naging justification din siya. Iyon yung other side. Parang, eh, whatever I do, the church or the Christian community won't see me na as pure kasi pinagpasapasahan na ako na, alam mo yung mga ginagamit na example sa True Love Waits? Ano ba yon? Parang petals ng rose or...
Yung tubig na lalagyan ng, ano, ng dumi.
Oo, ganyan. So parang for some people na iba yung past nila. So nagiging focus ay peace people see you, not yung holiness between you and God, your relationship between God, you and God. Ang sad lang.
These binary representations of what is pure versus what is not pure, it's so Western. Whereas, we know very well that your heart cannot just be explained by isang papel na pinunit-punit. You know that? Yung pag when you give your heart away daw to other people, like, mapupunit ka ng papel.
A piece of it.
Can recover it. But now we know that identity is more than that. Diba? Mm-hmm. You cannot even have identity. Mm-hmm. Yung mga sinasabi na I'm half Filipino, half Canadian, that's being questioned right now. How can you really have the wholeness of something? In the same way, ganun din yung heart na when you experience a wrong relationship, it doesn't mean na kulang na kulang na yung puso mo ngayon.
Correct.
But God is still able to heal. You can still enter healthy friendships with other people. It doesn't really define you because your heart is more than a piece of paper.
The woman at the well, di ba? Madami na siya naging husbands.
Oo. Tapos sabi, ang ganda nung preaching about that na narinig ko yung na six yata, Jesus was the seventh man that she met. And that made the difference. Tapos, when we approach other people, when we approach ourselves with the choices that we've made, we forget that what made the difference is it's really when you accepted Christ and when you entered a relationship with Christ, dun nanggagaling yung wholeness, dun nanggagaling yung definition ng sarili, dun nanggagaling yung healing, hindi dun sa rules na finalo mo or hindi mo finalo. Because honestly, this is a hard truth. This is a hard pill to swallow. But whether or not nag-ascribe ka sa purity culture, may tendency ka to sin eh.
Mm-mm.
Lalo pa nga yung mga leaders that we hear, yung mga leaders na nakikita nyo who are into a relationship, they are battling with the same hormones that you are.
Kasi sila yung exempted, no? Alam mo. Exemption po.
Naranasan din nila yan. Walang leadership years na, lang to, magsa-struggle lang sa holding hands. Hindi, no. Nandun pa rin yung sexual tension, tigil-tigilan nyo ako. Ben, you were gonna say something kanina.
Tungkol dun sa online dating, kasi meron siyang isang chapter on online dating.
Uh-huh.
Saying na, alam mo siya, tinry ko mag-online dating, pero purposeful. In that, okay, magbabumble ako, or mag-tinder ako, or mag, ano pang mga, hindi ko na alam kung ano yung iba pang pangalan.
Okay, Cupid ako.
Ayan. I will do that.
E-harmony.
Tapos, okay, I will engage in it for 3 months. Tapos kung hindi fruitful, hindi i-uninstall ko na. Kesa, kumbaga, you know why you're in it. Dapat mindful. Kasi yun yung fear nung mga adults during the height of the purity culture na mahawakan ka, naku, magkakaanak ka. Parang ganun yung overreaction eh. Magtabi lang kayo, naku po.
Bakit dalawa naliligaw sa'yo? Malandi ka.
Kasalanan na naman natin. Kasalanan. Ang ganda mo kasi.
Bakit parang ako?
Parang kasalanan ko.
Oo, yung yung mga youth camp na na-attendan, related siya sa purity culture, how, like, yung modesty. Why do we always emphasize na yung anong susuotin ng babae? Ito dapat, hindi to, ganyan. Bakit hindi natin ideal? Ano yung nangyayari sa utak ng mga men?
Which is, let's just point this out, it's from a male gaze.
Mm-hmm.
Yung definition ng modesty. Modest according to men.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So parang related siya, huwag ka magsuot ng gantong damit kasi baka matemp yung mga lalaki. Alam mo yun? So, parang ba't kasalanan? Eh, parang hindi naman yung motibo mo. Galing ka naman sa posture na you're just comfortable wearing whatever. In a way, saw, hindi naman nagdi-dishonor si God, no? Pero parang
bakit hindi mo naman sinuot yun para mag-lust after you yung mga lalaki, eh.
If you read the verse on if your eyes causes you to lust, tama ba yun? If your eyes causes
sin,
you
to sin,
if your eyes cause you to sin, then pluck your eye out. Diba? Mm-hmm. The emphasis is not on the person causing you to sin, it's you who have to do something about it.
Correct.
Kasi may mga nabasa din ako na comments on it na people who were very, very, very ultra-conservative na I would identify myself as conservative, no? Pag mag-swimming, mga ganyan. Because ito yung same message na receive nila growing up, some people tend to lose their confidence na as an adult. Kasi ito yung laging sinasabi sa akin, I shouldn't do this, I should just wear this. Parang, sinong may control dapat sa katawan ng mga babae? Dahil lang nagsistruggle yung kabilang gender, ikokontrol niya how you should live your life. Gets right. Ba? So para ang sad lang nun kasi bakit kasalanan ng babae? Bakit kasalanan ko? More than dealing with how do you deal ba with gantong temptations as men? How would you disciple men in dealing with these kinds of issues that they would face naman talaga in life?
Consequently, I think it has also resulted in a culture where women are afraid to talk about their own sexual struggles because kasi parang it's all about there must be something wrong with you kung nararanasan mo yan. Whereas we all know that the same struggles that men have, women also have. We are also exposed to the same culture, to the same world na it invites us to sin. Hindi lang namin binubuhat yung struggles namin, responsibilidad pa namin yung struggles ng men. And you wonder why, you know, bakit agit ang mga babae? And people credit that to you're just being emotional. Christianity, that's, you know, hindi ko pinagsisisihan yan. But also, I think the responsible thing to do is to also take part. Yung sabi ni Bench, na parang you really have to do your part in identifying nuances. Kasi you also have to love God with all your mind. You also have to also think about these things. And going back to sabi ni Shems na, bakit yung emphasis hindi on men discipling how to handle temptations? May input ka ba din, Bench? Kasi we don't disciple men, so...
Dapat daw, oo, hindi kasi, daw.
Oo, kasi alam mo, it's something na hirap din ang lalaki to admit. Totoo lang. Parang kapag pinag-usapan pagdating dyan sa ganyan, merong ano, may... Dahil din sa patriarchal society, dapat ano ka, dapat alam mo na dapat yan. Or you have to have it all together before you face the public. Ano pa ba?
Grabe.
Pagdating sa struggles and temptations na ganyan, they are always swept under the rug. Kasi parang kawawa ka kapag na-brand ka kagad na ganun. Ay, parang ayaw natin pag-usapan yun. Or yung taboo topic siya.
Ang sad.
It is.
And then you'd end up with leaders, male leaders who would fall into sin.
Right.
Na pag nadun na sila sa pinakataas ng leadership.
Ayaw maging vulnerable ng men.
Exactly.
Yan.
There weren't any safe space for them just to be themselves. Kasi you're supposed to be a leader, ang taas ng expectations. Parang yun nga yung sabi ni Bench, dapat alam mo na yan. Dapat alam mo na paano mag-struggle well. Gets mo na parang, wait, hindi ako okay eh. So pwede bang maging true lang ako sa ano yung reality ko? Ano yung maging vulnerable lang ako sa mga areas in my life that I still struggle with.
We also end up with fathers who don't know how to mentor their sons and brothers who don't know how to treat their sisters. It's like this whole destructive cycle that Jesus came to save us from.
Hindi nakikita to ng mga listeners, no? Pero I feel I want to honor this space. Minamarinate natin yung mga bagay na pinag-uusapan natin kasi it makes so much sense, at least for me personally. We should be able to provide opportunities or space like this for people to talk about these things. Kasi this is important, not just for us as Christians, pero tayo as human. Kasi how do we relate to people who don't identify as Christians if tayo hindi natin alam paano pag-usapan yung mga bagay na to?
Diba, I mentioned, like a friend was sharing about this recent session that they made, again, on purity culture. For our listeners who are not familiar with the setup, my panelists sa harap, and normally, these are panelists who have been in a long-term relationship or they're married, right? They fit the typical like story, and yeah, you have like, yeah, these kids listening, and normally you'll get like questions from the kids. Favorite ko talaga na sitting with the kids because you hear the questions they don't write on paper.
Mm-mm.
So you hear their questions ganyan, and then sabi ng friend ko, ay tanong mo yun kasi narinig niya yung tanong. Sige, tanong mo. No, sasabihin niya, no, hindi naman papayagan yun. Yung ganon, parang alam na kasi ng mga kids kung paano mag-react tayo to certain things. Na nakakalungkot siya for our listeners. If you're one of those people with questions that hindi mo kayang itanong, I really hope you find that person that you can freely talk to because sasabog ka one of these days.
I'm so appreciative of you guys kasi it really helps me verbalize yung mga ideas or mga experiences that I had. And I'm coming from a position of me as a disciple before me as a someone who's discipling professional single women then ngayon na hopefully helpful din sa mga listeners natin. There's still so much to unpack, pero my heart is that whatever we're talking about right now would really glorify God and help our generation, no, to navigate what it's like to live a holy and pure life in the midst of a world na iba-iba yung stand in terms of dating and relationships. Kasi importante yun. Those questions are important. You shouldn't stay silent. Kasi kung wala mang sagot yung mga tao that you're surrounded with, okay lang yun. Keep on asking God, asking the right people. Hindi naman natin sinasabi masasagot natin lahat, no? As we talk about yung purity culture. But let's journey together. Let's journey together and see paano i-reveal ni God yung sarili niya and how He will help us discover paano nga ba ito gawin.
Oh, ang nasa isip ko na siguro one way how we'll be able to help is anong dapat gawin ngayon? Kung kunwari, nadala tayo sa isang isla na wala tayong magagawa, kundi ang pag-uusapan lang natin ay kung paano makalabas, paano maayos yung confusion about purity culture. Ano yung mga dapat gawin ng leaders, ng mga kabataan? Ano yung practical ways how we can open up yung conversations na ganito? Ang isang naisip ko siya talaga is, alam mo, itong mga usapang tungkol sa ganito ay usapan between people na alam nila yung ano, kilala nila yung kausap nila. Hindi mo to pwedeng itanong sa ano, parang national convention tapos tatanungin mo. Paano natin? Hindi eh. Ito yung mga usapan na talagang sa personal discipleship, dun sa mga hindi nakasulat sa ano Bible na ginawa ni Jesus and his disciples, dun nangyayari yung mga ganitong conversations eh. Yung nakaupo lang kayo or nagda-drive lang kayo pabalik sa mga bahay, iniihatid mo lang pauwi. Yun yung mga times for these kinds of conversations na intimate, na alam mong personal, alam mo na safe yung space. So I think one of the best ways to go forward with this is that for us to create safe spaces, no, to be actively creating safe spaces. Kailan natin pwedeng pag-usapan na magiging free tayo to talk about this na? Hindi ako takot sa judgment mo. Or kung may judgment ka man, alam ko na isi-set aside mo yun kasi meron tayong gustong tapusin, may gusto tayong ayusin, may gusto tayong maintindihan.
Gusto ko lang sabihin that the Kwebs itself became a safe space for us to share our journeys, and it's been a humbling experience then for me. And grabe yung vulnerability ng bawat isa. It's not one-sided. It's not just one person sharing. Okay, we wanna normalize dating. Let's go for it. And we are giving people permission to make mistakes along the way and to be gracious enough to listen, to cry with them, and to navigate this together. And gusto kong sinabi ni Bench na hindi siya yung question na itatapon mo sa isang Facebook thread or alam mo yun, na parang it happens in a context of accountability, of deep relationship with people. And makikita mo kasi, at saka ikaw mag-feel mo kung genuine yung love and concern ng mga tao na yun. Na hindi lang nag-impose ng rules, pero I want you to honor God in this process and I want you to succeed in pursuing healthy friendship or healthy relationship with the opposite sex. So, hindi naman talaga end goal nung nag-start yung Kwakwebs is for me to find a boyfriend, to get engaged, and to be married. Mm. Parang, it was the cherry on top. But for me, the honor has been journeying with these women na I am just in awe of what God has been doing. And paano niya nire-reveal yung mga errors in our lives na, okay, we still need to deal with this. This is something that we need God to show up. Yeah, that's really, really important.
I completely agree with what both of you said. Powerful things did not just happen when Jesus stood up and did something. Powerful things also happened when Jesus sat down and spent time with people. And on the topic of safe spaces, you mentioned about finding that community you can be vulnerable with, journeying with people you can be vulnerable with. Aside from that, I think you also have to create a safe space for yourself. Yung process na to, it's what I call making peace with the life that has been and accepting the life that is.
Mm-mm.
You know, I am grateful for the mentors that have helped us sa orgs natin, sa churches we've been to. I'm super duper grateful. In a way, they have protected us mm-hmm. from a lot of pains, right? They have taught us genuine friendships. Sobrang thank you. And up to now, they continue to be there for us. They continue to connect with us. Ang laking parte ng kung sino tayo ngayon is really due to great leadership. Really good, mm-hmm. sincere leadership. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, you have to also make peace with some of the parts that are, I think I have to unlearn that now.
Mm-hmm.
Make peace with that. And mm-mm. accept the life that is. How do you now move forward? Maybe it means allowing yourself to fail, allowing yourself to make a mistake, allowing yourself to change a perspective. Ako, Shens, sobrang happy ako sa'yo na yung sa online dating, sobrang tinuruan mo ako how to change my perspective. Nagbago talaga yung perspective ko. And now that I'm discipling women who are into dating, prepare talaga ni God yung heart ko for this season. Kasi if hindi ako prepare ni God for the season of questioning, siguro sobrang condemning ko as a leader.
Mm-mm.
So, sobrang thank you, Lord. Let's end with this. Ano
ang
practical steps mo, Benj?
Naging practical steps.
Ay, meron. Nag-apply na. Ito pala. In the process.
Nauna na.
Go. Push na, Benj. Go.
Hindi, siyempre. Oh. Hindi yung nag-date. Nakipag-date, oh.
Kikilig ako.
Kikilig ako.
So, ano, isa pang, ano, is that, to be super duper honest, diniretso ako talaga. Tsaka nanood din ako ng mga video sa YouTube tungkol sa how to date. Ganyan. Kasi, alam mo, kung kunwari, mayabang pa rin ako, thinking that I have it all together, no? Mm-hmm. And I don't need help with this, I'd be the same man I was years ago, no? Hindi kaya ano ng pride mo. Ang akin ay, ang application ko ay to build healthy friendships. And if I have healthy friendships, let's see what happens after. Let's see what happens next. Ayun. I encourage other people to have healthy friendships as well. Na hindi pwedeng crush mo lang tapos ano, or parang nagugustuhan mo siya tapos gagawin mo. Hindi, kailangan kong pigilan yung sarili ko kasi baka ma-fall ako sa temptation na kung alayo na lang narating mo. Friendships na lang gusto natin.
Ang tinatawag diba? Namin dyan sa chapter 10 ka na nasa intro pa lang. Crush mo pa lang
Oh.
Uy, pero, hindi crush lang.
Ay, hindi siya. Yung hindi, isa. Hindi, yung sample niya. Diba? Yung sample.
Ah,
yung
okay.
Example
si
ko lang.
Si Benj na nga. Love na nga. Chapter 5 na si Benj.
Yan.
Iba din.
Kaya makapag-good night.
Ilig.
Ang lindi.
Teka lang. Parang may hard yung mata.
Ang saya ni Benj, no? Ang saya ni Benj,
parang ibang-iba to. Ang plot twist talaga ng 2021. Iba rin. So, siya, alam mo na. Next month, baka mo.
Actually, other than healthy friendships, for me, it's being open to the possibilities and allowing myself to fail. Gaya ng sabi ni Shins na my knee-jerk response was, wag! Bakit? Diba? That was my knee-jerk response. But I think parang nudge na parang, oh, eh, di imit mo, diba? Eh, may good reference naman siya. I trust the person who is arranging it, ganyan. So, di sige. And, you know, at the end of the day, nisip ko na lang na, hindi naman kailangan maging kayo, te. Magde-date exactly. lang kayo.
Exactly.
Exactly. Diba? Yeah. Exciting naman ito. Oh, my God.
Yun. It's an exciting
yes.
season.
Okay. Diba, gano'n lang ako. Medyo mag-douse lang ako ng konti ng tubig dun sa excitement natin in that itong pinag-uusapan natin, merong time for this. May maturity na kailangan you have to grow into before you can be you can explore this, no? Warning lang kasi baka may makikinig sa ating mga kabataan na hindi pa tapos mag grade school.
Baka 11 ka lang.
Oh, 'di ba? Para hindi ko sinasabi no, hindi ka na pwedeng mag emotions. Ang sinasabi ko lang ay merong certain freedom na yung season na kailangan marating mo before namin magawa itong mga to. Hindi yung nag-gatekeep, ha?
It is alam biblical, mo, you're, what you're saying.
Correct. May time for it.
Ecclesiastes.
Ayokong i-apply nyo. Kunyari, naririnig mo to, tapos, oh, sabi pala ng ano na with Benji and Cha, eh, pinupush pa nila sa akin. Makipag-date na ako, makipag-date. No, merong season for this.
To our listeners, no matter how excited we sound, no matter how exciting the season, Ecclesiastes is very clear. There is a right time for everything. I super duper agree with you, Bench. I actually forgot to mention that kanina na itong course na to. Itong course na sinasabi namin may prereq, okay?
Okay, oh, correct.
Madami prerequisites. Pero maganda pag-usapan. Okay lang. Huwag kayong matakot pag-usapan. Pero acting on them, on those things, it's a different story.
Yun nga pala, no? Sa safe spaces, hindi naman ibig sabihin gagawin mo na. You're just talking about it. You're giving other people the opportunity and the language for it. So that by the time they act on it, hindi siya on misguided principles. Hindi siya based on fear or judgment of the community. But it's a freeing, liberating experience. Any final words, Shens?
Echo what you've said, Cha. I am deeply grateful to people who have journeyed with me ever since I became a Christian. Like, those things na tinuro sa akin really protected me, helped me in different ways. Siguro ang sabihin ko lang is that okay lang kung may mga questions tayo, mga bagay tayong hindi naiintindihan in terms of how we did things when we were growing up and how we came to a point na ito pininiwalaan natin. But you know, God is not a God of disorder. Yun ba rin, babalik tayo sa first love natin. Go back to our relationship with God. Go back to people who are really rooting for us to succeed in this area. And at the end of the day, we just want to glorify God with or without a ring on it. You know, hindi naman pinangako ng Bible na lahat mag-aasawa. Pero yun, let us also give room for people na merong different ideas or different stance sa atin. Hindi natin sila i-dismiss. Let us, as Christians, be open. Let us be welcoming to people who disagree with what we believe in. And for us, as leaders, we are leaders regardless kung ina-admit natin yun or hindi. Let us be careful on what we pass on to the next generation. Kasi hindi man purity culture ang problemahin nila next time. Baka iba. So let us go back to the Word. Let's always go back to the Word. Walk with Jesus. Be filled with the Spirit. And disciple with the purpose of really wanting to lead these people closer to God, not just following rules. Yun lang po.
Thank Maraming you, salamat. What a meaningful discussion.
Salamat, Nian.
Okay, bye.
Bye. For listening to an episode of Ano Na with Bench and Cha. Let us know what you think. You can catch me at all socials at BJY Jeronimo.
And you can tag me at Cha, the podcaster, on Instagram. For your comments and suggestions on topics you'd like us to cover, you can also email us at anonathepodcast@gmail.com. Go sa mali!